This is the Break Free Podcast with Ashley Winston, where we talk about all things faith, business, and life. Ashley Winston is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, international speaker, author, and business advisor. Today's episode is a Break Free throwback. Let's join her as she begins.
Today, we're talking about Faith 101, how to receive the promises of God in our lives. And I've just gone through 9 different steps on how to receive the promises of God. Again, this is not a cookie cutter formula, amen. These are just guidelines to help you, things that God has taught me as I've just been walking with Christ and things I'm just sharing to help you grow in faith, amen. So let's see here. We are on number 10. And I know that 8, 9, and 10 sound very similar. And they kind of are, but they're different, okay? But number 10 is speak the word only, all right? Don't speak anything opposite of what God promised you. You know, there are a lot of times where we don't see the full manifestation of what we're believing for because our words are not matching with what we're believing. So we have to clean up our speech. This is so important because you'll never see it until you become sensitive about what you're saying. Okay? So if you're walking around all the time saying, I'm broke, I can't afford this, or whatever it might be, then you're going to have more of I'm broke and more I can't afford this. So we've got to make sure that if we're going to be in agreement with God, then let's be in agreement with him. Amen? So number 11, you've got to operate like you believe. I know that sounds so simple, but you got to believe that you receive. You got to really take hold of it in your heart, okay? So that just means you're no longer thinking like, oh, is God going to do this for me? Maybe he'll do it. I hope he does it. I hope he loves me enough to do it. I mean, it's like, nope. Okay, I believe God. I did what he told me to do. This is his promise to me and his word. I believe it and I receive it. I take hold of it by faith. This is mine. And then I begin to operate like that, which means you begin to take actions that align with what you believe. And God will lead you with what actions to take. I think a lot of times people are like, well, what do I do? How much, you know, how do I know it's too far? Or what do I do? God will lead you. If you listen to him, yield to his voice, he'll tell you what actions you need to take in faith to begin to, you know, position yourself for his promises. For example, in my life, God told me to write a book. Okay. Now, I didn't have an experience writing, and I just told you I didn't really like speaking in front of people. So now you're asking me to write for people to read. So then I wrote, it was like torture in my mind originally. I was like, no, God, I don't want to do it. But I had to just believe in faith that if God told me to write a book, there was a reason. And so I just stepped out on faith and I started to write. And sooner or later, I had 10 chapters. And as I went forward in faith and believed God, he started to send different people to help me, different people to help me develop the content, different people to help me with the editing. But again, those pieces did not come until I took action. Right? Until I started to operate in agreement with God of the things he showed me about the book, the things that he would, that were going to happen. I mean, even this radio podcast, I didn't know this was going to happen. The book comes out this month, but I had no clue it would be a radio podcast before we ever actually had the actual book in our hands. Praise God. The book was supposed to be out a couple months ago, or at least according to my timing. God switched it up a little bit. And now here we are doing this before the book even comes out, right? So again, moving on faith, the other pieces will begin to reveal themselves. And here's the thing. Don't be afraid to make a mistake in God. I think sometimes people don't take action because like, what do? I don't want to make a mistake. If I go left, I go right, you know? But the thing about God, he's so amazing. He loves us so much. He'll correct our plans. It's really that simple. You know, if you're really trying to follow God with your full heart, he knows that. He knows your heart. And so when he sees you take a turn that maybe was not the best turn and he wanted you to go a different way, he will lovingly correct you, you know, and show you which way to go. Isn't that amazing? God's love. So awesome. Okay, this is a big one, you guys. Number 12, forgiveness. Forgive. Nothing works in the life of a person who won't forgive. Okay? The Bible tells us that we need to forgive. It says when we forgive others, God forgives us. Amen? It's a commandment. It's a command. So he's not asking us, hey, if you feel like forgiving that person, forgive them. No, because it has to do with the condition of our heart, right? And when we hold unforgiveness, we have bitterness and anger and all the other different types of emotions that can come with holding unforgiveness. And it's a blessing blocker, because we just talked about earlier in this episode about how God loves to work through a vessel that's cleaned out. So when we have unforgiveness and bitterness and anger and wrath or whatever those things are in our hearts, God can't move through us freely the way he wants to. Okay, and so if his promises are being manifested through us, then we don't want to be filled up with things that are opposite of his character, his nature, who he is. Okay, we want to be in agreement and cooperate with him and not be against him. Amen. And God will help you forgive. I know sometimes some of you listening right now may have been like, I can't forgive that person, or there's certain things that are just really hard to forgive, but God is faithful and he doesn't want us to hold on to the pain of those things. He wants us to give him the pain so that he can heal us. He can't even really heal us if we don't give him the things that hurt us. Amen. God is God, but he loves relationship. And, you know, just like in a friendship, if you don't bring certain things up, they're just not on the table for discussion. They just never come up. So we have to actually bring them up to God. And I know it's sometimes hard because that requires vulnerability. And vulnerability can oftentimes make us feel exposed and uncomfortable, right? But God is, again, we can't treat God like people. He's not a person, you know? He loves us and he has the very best for us. And that's how we need to approach our time with him when we're in his presence, that this is someone that loves me, that wants to hear from me, that wants to help me, that wants to heal me, that has the very best for me. Amen? And so we have to forgive others. And that's a big part of receiving what God has for you pertaining to your life and purpose. And then number 13, live in the fear of the Lord, right? You know, we have to honor God. You can't, you know, be believing for God's best and then living completely out of agreement with his word, right? Now, God knows that we're not perfect, and that's why we need Christ. Amen. But He also knows that he also loves obedience. Let's just say that. Like, God wants us to obey him. It's true. And so the Bible says if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Okay? So that's it. And he doesn't want us to be slaves to him, right? This is a privilege. We're his sons and daughters. So he wants relationship. It goes back to that. So it goes back to spending time with him. And when you love somebody, you want to please them. Like, it's just true. If you have someone in your life you really love, you care about, you want to make them happy, you want to spend time with them and things of that nature. And the same is true for God for us, and should be true for us, you know, pertaining to God. And so we can't be out here acting a fool, praise God, and then trying to receive everything that he has for us, okay? So we have got to line up. Sometimes we just got to line up. Line by line, precept by precept. Then the last two I've got here, you guys are, you know, I think I mentioned this one before. I love the word consistency because it's awesome and it's important. But consistency equals breakthrough, okay? It's just like a plant in soil. If you keep pulling the plant out of the soil where it's been placed in position to grow and planted, it's not going to grow. It's not going to grow to its full maturity because you keep taking it out of the soil. So, you know, the same thing, you keep hopping from church to church to church to church to church. It's not going to grow. You got to get somewhere where you can be planted and you can receive all the nutrients in that soil that you need to become who God has called you to be. And also the same is true for whatever you're believing for the full manifestation of that promise of God's word. It's got to stay planted in your heart. Okay, you've got to continue to meditate the word and continue to be consistent. Stay rooted so you can see the full manifestation of what you're believing for. Otherwise, if you kind of believe it and you kind of don't, and you kind of confess it and you kind of don't, you're going to get a kind of blessing. It's going to be a kind of, I kind of am prosperous, but I'm kind of not. I'm kind of in my purpose, but I'm kind of not. I kind of know who I am, but I kind of don't. Okay. And so if you don't want to live that mediocre life, which is really what I'm describing, if you want to move above being average, then you've got to stay planted. Amen. And you got to be consistent. And that just means that we have to continue to stay in the word of God and stay rooted. Okay. And allow him, because that's how we become more like him. The more we spend time with God, the more we become like God. All right. And so that's a daily thing. It's not like, you know, we just arrive and all of a sudden we're there. This is something that we work on. It's a journey, right? And we grow in these things. And then the last thing I have for you guys is prayer and fasting. Okay, this whole process is about prayer, but sometimes you just gotta fast. You can't hear God, you're believing for something and it just won't break, and you believe in God for a bazillion years or whatever. You gotta fast. You know, just turn away the plate for a little bit or whatever it is. Social media, I think, is a good thing to fast from sometimes too, because it's so much information coming to us. I believe more information than we were designed to hold many times. That sometimes we need to take a fast from that, because we can't hear God's voice because the other voices are competing so much with His. When you fast, it allows you to just see more, your spiritual senses, right? Or more activated. You can see more clearly. You can hear more clearly the things that God is trying to show you, the things He's trying to tell you, so that you know what to do. I think sometimes we can't move, or we don't move because we're unclear. But when you get clarity, amen, you move in faith because you know that God told you so.
Thank you so much for listening to the Break Free Podcast. Remember, this is the place where we show up, tell the truth, and do the work so that we can live God's best for our lives. Until next time.